I'm just curious.
So, and if you get a top of the line hooker, they don't last as long.
I just find
them breakable. You know what I mean?
45 minutes. Yeah, 45 like minutes. That fucking half.
And 45 minutes costs a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah. Did you say we're live?
It's a waste of at least 15 minutes.
It's being recorded.
Oh, we're being live. Hey guys. Whoa. Hey everybody. Anyway. How are you doing? Hope everything's going well.
Switch
with
topic
all
of conversation
that stuff.
To something else.
I'll tell you what. I've never cheated on my wife.
Oh my god.
There's only 13 people in chat.
Oh my God.
Whatever you do, 13 people in chat, don't say anything.
This is just between us.
Oh, you 13 people, lock eyes with me, 13
All right,
people.
Brian, welcome.
What's up, Brian? Sup, Brian? Hello, Chris
Mason,
and
Chris?
Mason. Hello there. Welcome awesome. To the welcome to the stream. Welcome to the Thursday night stream.
This is becoming something of a tradition
where you
that
get
we're going
to
do every week.
Where you get to see our wood carving that someone sent in to us. I wonder if that person still watches. The person who sent that glory hole thing
wood
in.
Wood art
the
thing?
The wood art thing.
I love that thing.
I wonder if they actually still watch.
Man, I don't know.
Hi, Mandy.
Mandy, number 84. That's good.
Mandy, yeah. was that you who had to take care of the thing in the Facebook today? Was that you, Mandy, who did that? Let's talk about Lev Parnas.
Because holy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I love about the Lev Parnas thing is like the handwritten note.
Yeah.
Like the handwritten note's like, do an illegal thing, said a guy who writes and keeps handwritten notes.
I love it so much.
What just the fuck?
I did an illegal thing. Here's a note from my mother.
Holy shit. Kia, I have a Little Caesars pizza and no, I don't love myself. No shit, you don't love yourself. Oh. When was the last time you ate a Little Caesars pizza, Cecil?
I think it was when I was a child.
I'm trying to think.
Because like, I think back then, even then, I was like, this isn't as good as Cece's.
I knew a guy that worked at Little Caesars, so we could
Emily
get free
good.
Little Caesars.
Yeah.
And we would be like, no, man, that's all right.
I love that you turn it down. You're like, nah.
No.
I'm good. Mm-mm. Nah. Hello, everyone. How are we tonight? Word to your mom, Silent Dis.
Man.
So, exciting news for us. Let's zoom out just a touch here. If you can, hit that wide shot so we could show everybody. Wide shot should show you we have
I'm wondering about this.
On this table, this beautiful table,
yeah.
A brand new computer. Do you want to do the honors of plugging it in, Tom? Here it is.
Are you sure?
This is what he said to get. So I don't know. I mean, I think that this is a brand new computer.
You got to put the socket in the sprocket.
You got to put the thing in. I don't know where you put it. Where do you, Ian? Which hole does it go in?
Probably didn't stack them in the right order. There's not even a keyboard.
Oh, there isn't a keyboard. You're absolutely right.
How in the fuck
That's
am I supposed
how
to?
Work.
Where's the mouse?
I don't know.
This is not a computer, Cecil. A computer
also,
is an iPad.
Also, I'm trying to plug an XLR into it. I don't think that's going to work.
I love that. Like, I'm sitting here like, and I'm just like, I got an iPad that I use. Like, yeah. That's like,
you
and
do
I don't
have,
even, I don't even use
You
it.
Do have an iPad that you use. Yeah. That's all we let you use. That's all we let
It's not
Tom
even connected
use.
To the internet and that's it has no apps
him.
On it.
We wanted to say, first off, thanks to our patrons.
Yeah.
Because we've been trying to work on this system to make it as fail-safe as possible and to make it as hands-free as possible. And this is going to...
Is that why it has no keyboard? You're like, once you set
exactly.
it up, you're just like, fuck it, I can't press any more buttons. Here.
Computer.
the thing is that we... We have been having some issues with this old chuggy ass computer that we're running everything off of now.
Yeah.
And so our patrons were able to help purchase this for us. And one of the things that turned out to make me very sad today is that the place that I bought it is not a patron of our store. I thought for sure they would be, but they are not patrons and they made me pay a lot of money for it.
God damn it.
Turns out. So
it doesn't seem fair at all. Yeah, for real, like we wouldn't be able to do live streams if we didn't have.
Yeah,
I mean, like we really genuinely need you guys. If you're not a patron, please stop and become one because we really need to pay for the fucking computer. And I don't know what this is. This is It says it's crucial. I don't even know what that
Tom
means.
Tom made a computer joke. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this stuff
it's
is.
Amazing.
But I suspect it costs us money, which we like need.
I like this comment from Carrie Boo. Just keep shouting, make it so. That's what I'm going to do when Ian flies out here next week. I'm going to be like, make it so.
I just literally don't know what. Like, if you put me in a room with these parts and you were like, you are not allowed to leave this room until this computer's assembled.
You break IKEA shit. I couldn't imagine you trying to. Also, I want to say too, like how colorful and pretty all these boxes are. Every box is, it looks like an adventure. Every single one of these boxes looks amazing.
Every single one of these boxes looks like a cam lock and a dowel rod. Like I just,
it's a clip-in and a Horgan.
I'm at a place in my life where if it's not fully assembled, I don't want it.
Don't even want it?
Like if I buy a car and they're like, you got to put the key in it. I'm like, that's not a car for me.
Yeah.
I don't even want to put the key in it anymore. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not even tying my shoes.
You got to put the key in, dude.
No, I'm leaving. I can't do it anymore.
The case is on the ground, Mason. I didn't want to put it on the table. So, want your box to have an adventure? AdamandEve.com. Thank you.
That's pretty
good. Thank you very much for posting that. We do appreciate it.
Do a Tom unboxes and puts together a computer ASMR video for Heath.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh.
That sounds
Send
horrible.
All the parts to you and you'll build it. I don't think so.
Do you like building things? Like if you buy something from
the store. I've built three computers.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's a difficult process. Not super difficult, not so unbelievably difficult, but I'm not a guy who builds computers every day.
Right.
So there's a lot of things you have to think about when you do it. And it's not,
God, that sounds
it's not super fun.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have the final product.
Right.
Yeah.
If I buy something that has parts to it, like I don't want it anymore. Yeah. Like if it has parts to it, I'm just like, I bought work for myself. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, they should knock money off for that.
I got my TV broke. I had to buy a new TV. I bought a TV. They shipped it to the house. I got it. I opened the box. I just looked inside. I was like,
you're the worst.
I barely wanted to take it out of the box.
There's like four kids that died to get the cadmium or whatever in that TV. And you didn't even care.
It was a fucking super cheap TV.
You didn't even care. Whatever.
Like do you buy stuff from IKEA?
No.
No?
I haven't in a while. I haven't been there in a while. Like it's not that I dislike their stuff.
Like I don't have a lot of money and I have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So like my whole house is IKEA.
Oh, perfect. IKEA's perfect
because
for
it's
kids.
All disposable.
Yeah, you can leave them there.
Right.
Because you can lose them. It's easy to lose them there.
They have small land at IKEA.
That's even easier to lose them.
And so you can leave and then you can go right back to the parking lot. They don't stop you. There's no security. So we have a lot of stuff from IKEA. When you buy stuff from IKEA, they will sell it to you that needs to be assembled, even if it is not advanced. Like, as an example, we bought a picture. I'm not even kidding, Cecil. We bought a picture. And the picture had to be assembled for no reason. It could not.
I don't even understand what you just said.
There's a pop art picture that we have in our basement right now. And the pop art picture, I was like, I joked. It's the only thing from IKEA that I won't have to assemble.
You had
to
put screws in it or whatever?
And you have to take it apart and you have to like assemble the back of this fucking thing. Even though it cannot possibly be any easier to store or ship, it's just like they're like, fuck you. That's why. IKEA.
All right. Well, most people are here. We're here. Yeah. Why do we have a 3 of 4? What's going on here down here? Is that correct?
Ian, are we missing a 4?
Are we missing people or no?
No, I think it's just how Twitter works.
Okay. It's just saying there's an error and we don't see Facebook on here on the chat.
Tom bought a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm not seeing it. Oh no. There we go. Now I got a 6. Yeah. There we go. There's Facebook.
See it too.
Okay.
Maybe it just took a while.
Hey, Facebook.
Facebook
didn't chat up yet, so I haven't seen it yet. Say hello.
Say hello
to somebody on Facebook so we know you're here.
Jigsaw.
Ian's going to be on the stream next week. Yes, Ian will be sitting right here next week. He will be on the stream. We got to figure out how we're going to film
him. Hell, I will.
Ian, what's your...
Ian sounded so happy about
Ian,
that.
Ian genuinely
hell
sounded...
I will.
Ian just genuinely threatened me.
Wow. Did you... Yeah. Wow.
I feel threatened.
That's not happen.
Okay.
Man.
Anyway, so Ian will be in the room. he may or may not get on a camera. We'll
see. I love that the hell he's like, that's fuck the first you. Time he was not like, yeah. Oh, hey guys, I'm all in on the joke. He's like, I'll fucking stab everyone right in the face before I'm on that fucking camera.
Oh, but anyway, so we'll see if we can drag him out. Tom and I can overpower him. I think we can overpower him. He's wiry, but
he's
think
a vegetarian. How strong can he be?
Well, I'll just hit him with the meat shit. just turn around and give him a meat shit.
I'll club him with one of those giant, like, brontosaurus ribs from the Flintstones, you know? Like, tip your car over.
Ian is going to be on the other side of the glory hole. Absolutely. All right. We're going to do some stories, guys. There's 167 of us here. 167 of our closest friends. Let's talk.
All right. So this story comes from Right Wing Watch. This is Dave Coach.
Doc Coach.
Not a coach. Dobbenmeyer. Meghan Markle infiltrated and poisoned the royal bloodline.
How would she poison the royal blood? What would you say she would have to do?
All I know is it would take just a drop.
What? Okay. First, can we talk about anything more boring than a hillbilly talking about the royal bloodline? I mean, genuinely.
Yeah.
Well, if you care about the royal bloodline, first off, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get outside. Go do something. But a hillbilly talking about the royal bloodline, yeah. We've reached peak boring.
It's a new low.
Yeah.
Like it's like, he's like, hey, this is something complicated I don't understand. I'm going to spout off on it.
Well, we love Coach, so we're going to play it. Guys, if you see anything that is twitchy or weird or we're melting, please let Ian know in the chat. If you can't hear this or you can't hear any of the stuff, we are still working out some of the bugs. So please help us. Just mention it in chat. Ian will see it.
Yeah, maybe if something goes wrong, we can plug one of these computers into it.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, just let us. This one's crucial.
It's crucial. All right, here
we
go.
It's very important.
This is Doc Coach, not a coach. Oh, this is their new, this is Right Wing Watch's new little COA that they put at the beginning of their videos.
How's the bloodline of the crown being poisoned?
Were they allowed it?
Chat, how do you think? Also, Ian, you get to ban any racists.
Wow. This is like, all right, I'm going to, my opening question is, Cecil, when did you stop beating your wife?
Never. That'd be ridiculous.
Wow. All right.
Other people
they're poisoned by lead and incest, yeah. though. Like, I'm just saying, like, the royal bloodline. I know we got to play the clip, but the fucking royal bloodline.
Royal bloodline.
Of all the things that is not pure.
Yeah. That is
a royal bloodline. Just like, I married my cousin again.
It's the leaded gasoline of DNA.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the Flint, Michigan of Flint, Michigan's water supply.
Yeah. Like, is it better now? Yeah, it probably is. But was it like shitty for like 1,000 generations or
was
whatever?
Was it super weird for a long time? Right. You bet it was.
Right. Yeah, when you've got six fingers and they're all webbed together.
I'll tell you what though, you can dog paddle like a motherfucker those.
There's a lot of advantages.
You're almost like one of those hydrofoils. Just like dog paddling with your webbed fingers.
Everyone says Aquaman's a pussy, but I will show them.
Considered commoners to be married into the family.
What's worse than that?
What's worse than a commoner, guys?
Well, a black. What's more common?
You're not supposed not supposed to be more racist than the coach, Tom. Let the coach say it first.
Worse than that. What is there something special about this commoner?
Oh, but she's black. Oh, I bet that she's black.
That's going to be my guess too. I'm sure that's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Into the royalty. What is it?
Why did you do air quotes for royalty? I don't get that at all.
Like, does he not think that the royalty is
royalty? If that's
royalty?
The case, then why talk about it?
Well, right? Well, be like, they're not really the royalty. Oh, all right.
Okay. I'm done. Yeah.
How am I going to like diffuse the bloodline of that which is not pure?
Exactly.
Right? What am I upset about? It's like you fucked my prize fucking AKC winning poodle or whatever. And you're like, that's a goddamn mutt.
You know he would fuck your prize AKC.
This guy would fuck the shit out of your poodle. This is not his first poodle.
Is it about this commoner that's
okay, what is it? What do we think
it's,
it is?
It's the Trump card that's being played.
Trump card. Okay.
She's black.
She's half black.
Glass half black.
She's half black, or as they say in the South, black.
Or as they say in America, because everybody called Obama our black president. They never called him our half white president. Yeah. Nobody said that.
Listen, guys, we don't want to be insensitive. Our mulatto president.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
I just did.
Oh, I know, but I don't think you're allowed to.
I think so either.
It's racist.
It's terrible. Yeah. No, I shouldn't have said
when
that.
When I say I think, I know it's racist.
Right, yeah. That's on a live
stream. It's definitively racist. Yeah. I have to add to my parking, guys. I'm sorry.
Do you really?
I have to add to my parking.
I should check mine.
I did it right in the middle. I have to do it right in the middle, guys. I'm sorry. I have to get my parking up. That's the fucking magic alive,
this
bitches.
This is the kind of quality entertainment your dollars pay for.
There we go.
Coach.
Please become a patron.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for the goddamn parking if you don't?
Here we go.
Meghan Markle is half black.
Which is funny.
Which half, though? Like the top half or the bottom half?
Okay, I'm hoping the bottom half, you know. Anyway, I'm just saying. What? You?
Yeah, she was a dude, maybe.
Look, she can do side bends or sit-ups.
I don't want none. Unless she's got, you know,
anaconda. My garters.
Yeah, anaconda. What the fuck are we talking about here? Jesus. Anaconda. Get the fuck out of here with your anaconda. All right, here we go.
Tried to go ahead. Play that down when she's been an actress.
Well, they're playing
they don't put on the fucking credits black actress. Like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
Well,
not anymore because we're progressive or whatever.
Sorry, you're not allowed to come in the front way. You got to go in the back way.
All right, we don't want a full black, but if you have like a halvesy, we'll go.
Oh, God.
Whoa, no, that's racist.
Yeah, that is super racist.
We can't even say anything racist without being called a racist anymore.
Now, they've been playing it down up to this point, but they're not going to play it down beyond this point because why, when Meghan Markle and Harry
met Sally,
abdicate
Potter. I don't know what we're talking about.
Whatever. When they step back from it, what is going to be at the heart of why?
Did he try to cut off his finger like Liz?
I was wondering the same thing.
He's got a Band-Aid. I'm doing the little mouse over the Band-Aid here. But he's clearly got a Band-Aid on his fing.
Well, it helps his boo-boos heal.
Doesn't his finger look fake there?
His finger does look like weirdly superimposed.
It looks weird. It looks weird and superimposed. I wonder if he lost his fingers too and he's just digitally compositing them onto his.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Coach Daubenmeier was exclusively made of like AI troll pieces from like Russia?
What if he was Liz in a mask?
Oh, and he rips it out like
and he has to put on a Band-Aid finger every time he does it. And then he catch him at one time that he comes out with the nubs.
He like pulls it off and it's like underneath it's just like a clan hood. And you're like, that's weird. Usually you take the hood off underneath
normally,
it's the person.
Yeah, normally you just keep that, but you just wore that under your mask. Huh? That's weird.
She did it. What are they going to say? Come on, wake up here.
What are they going
to
say, guys?
They're threatening to be assassinated, Coach.
I like that this guy is like, this guy's talking about assassination. He's all the way off onto the crazy train and he's too far for Coach. Listen to what happens here.
Come on, wake up here. What are they going to say?
They're threatening to be assassinated, Coach. They're
going
with the Princess Diana nonsense.
They're going to get Diana. That's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, they're going to get Diana. That's a possibility. Diana. Her days are numbered. Diana's are.
Look, Megan, just stay out of tunnels. That's all I'm going to say. If there's a tunnel, I don't even care if it's a tunnel of love. Don't go into it. Whatever you do, Megan, stay out of tunnels.
Not even the tip. Yeah. Don't even get in that tunnel.
Don't even worry about it.
Stay out.
Any paparazzi, and if an obviously drunk guy offers you a ride, don't get in the car.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Like, I don't get me wrong. Like, I think the paparazzi certainly had a significant role to play in it, but another role to play in it is your driver was drunk.
Who's like a million points over the fucking legal limit.
Meghan Markle's going to say that she had to abdicate the throne. Come on. They made
racism.
Racism.
Oh yeah, racism, not assassination. All right, I'm back on track, Dave.
Thanks,
Don't
Dave.
Worry, buddy.
Thanks. I was rudderless momentarily, Dave.
I'm following your train of thought. Anyway.
Let's talk about what he's talking about here. So is he trying to say that after this is all over, she's going to say she was pressured out because she was black?
I
First of all, I don't care. Can I just say that out loud? I don't care.
But let me say this to add a little bit of context. Like, Harry is sixth in line.
Is he?
He's sixth in line.
Sixth in line. Sixth. That's a sloppy position in the gang. Right. A very sloppy position.
The amount of shit that has to happen.
Chat, favorite position in the gangbang. Go. Anyway, go ahead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's it not first? How is that not first?
It's two.
Who wants to be runner up in a gangbang?
It is runny up. It's not runner up. It's different. Anyway, go ahead.
Better than sunny side up.
Anyway. Ass up.
All right. Like, he's sixth in line to the throne. Like, he didn't abdicate anything. Like, that guy, the number of fucking successive tragedies that would have to take place, like, defies. He would win every lottery simultaneously while turning into a flying jaguar before he'll be king.
I'll tell you this. First off, amazing. Secondly, I would not even pay attention to a single one of those tragedies. If there was a tragedy to befall any one of them, I wouldn't even notice.
Bullshit. How do you know who owns the swans?
I only know because Marsh yelled it at us for a half an hour.
One of the best moments of my entire life was at QED when Marsh was explaining to me who owns the swans. And I was a little inebriated at the time, and Marsh was very inebriated at the time.
Marsh was really...
Very close to you and yells at you in an animated, delightful, British, polite way. And it is the best thing in the world.
All right, so let's see. Who's best position in the chat? Hold on a second. I got to... we're getting a lot of pops. So can we turn the sound down a little?
Who wants to bat cleanup in a gangbang? Is it everybody who's not the first guy is batting cleanup in a
middle,
gangbang?
The middle. A lot of people like the middle. Daniels just wants to be involved.
I like that.
And Daniel, is it okay if you get a card after instead of being involved? Is that okay?
Who wants to wish you were here gangbang card?
That's what I want. I want to open my mail and be like, this card is stuck together. This is weird. Why is this card? I mean, it's out of the envelope and it doesn't look like it seals. Oh, I get it.
Is this like a game of operation? Yeah. No, it is not. Nope. Nope.
Let's see. Tight end. Holly saying tight end. Catcher.
Cameraman.
Cameraman safe as long as you have a sneeze guard in front of you. I think you'd probably be safe. Spready.
Seckered.
What is Seckered?
Man.
Center. I don't know. Before Eli, that's absolutely a good one. Pivot man. Referee is a good one.
My preferred role is uninvolved. Yeah, that's actually the only.
It's probably a good
that
one.
Is the only role. It's like pass, hard pass, soft
commentator.
Pass.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so here we go. Let's watch some more of this.
Racism. She never felt comfortable. She felt like she was below everybody else. The royal family is the seat of Christianity.
Yes.
Is it? I mean, there's a whole nation that's Christian because of them, right? Because they're in power. They're the person in power for that, right?
Yeah, but like, what the fuck does that mean? They're the seat of Christian. I genuinely don't know what that means. Like, I don't even know that I know what Christianity means as one monolithic thing. Yeah. Like there's the Catholics and there's all the Protestant denominations. And like, is the English royalty the head of any, like what in the Vatican?
Well, that's Catholic, Catholicism, but yeah.
But
I
it's
guess,
like the,
I don't know.
Are they the head of the Protestant?
I don't know.
That doesn't even mean anything.
Here's what I think though. If you're at the gangbang, you want to put it in the seat of Christianity.
Fair enough. You want to be at the head sometimes too. Like you gotta
be the head of the Christianity or in the seat of the Christianity.
Look, you start at the head, then you move around to the seat. Like that's just, it's a pretty standard.
It is a pretty standard rotation. Right.
The very heart of Christianity. Now, I couldn't care less about the royalty. I couldn't care less about anything. But we cannot
about anything. I don't care about a fucking thing. I'm done giving a shit. That's why I got this show where I yell racist things at the camera.
I love that he's spending this much time on it, but he doesn't care about it. Well, then shut up.
Here's some shit that I don't care about, but I'll spend the next 30 minutes yelling around.
Be passionate about it or shut the fuck up.
That the royal family has had on the waspy culture, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant culture is a result of what's happened within the crown. And the crown has now, for the first time, been infiltrated with bloodline out. Oh, my goodness. That sounds racist.
Oh, it's the best thing right it's, there.
That's it. That is exactly. Okay. That's one of those moments where he catches himself and he's like, you know, gosh, I just almost just said the N-word. I was all so right, close. Man. I was just right there.
Caught myself.
I was gonna say it.
Pulled myself in. Woo! Anybody notice? Probably didn't notice. This is why we're live, guys. This is why we're live.
Oh, I love that he has this fist on the face moment where he just stops and says, "Oh, I was so close to dropping that N-bomb."
Well, when that black woman infiltrated the pure bloodline of the whites. Oh man!
And she's better at infiltration because she's black. She can turn in the dark, just hide, no problem.
Oh God!
Doesn't it? But folks, come on now. Don't miss what's going on. And so this infiltrator comes in. Claiming.
Yeah, well, I'm in here. I may as well just go ahead with it. You know, here we go.
She's going to infiltrate.
I'm in the gangbang. I'm not hard yet, but I'm getting there. Here we go.
Proud of her infiltration. Proud of her multiculturalism. And what is that demon
who
would, doing?
Like, is she not supposed to be proud of who she is? Is she supposed to be like, oh, I forgot to be ashamed I'm black? What?
Yeah, there wasn't sufficient shame there.
What?
Yeah,
like, yeah. Oh, you know, I should wake up every day and hate myself looking in the mirror at all this fucking dirty melanin in my awful poison skin. What is she, a blue-ringed octopus?
She can't even look at herself in the mirror.
Stupid. I should have chosen not to be born black.
I should have done something else before I was born to not make myself this.
I'm the worst Disney princess.
Oh, God.
Destroying and upsetting everything, every tradition in that royal family.
She's despoiling it?
She's destroying all their... So now, like, well, now we don't even know when to have Christmas. Because of the black girl. When do you... Oh, we got to do Kwanzaa now in England.
Oh, my gosh. Who cares so much about the royal family, number one? And then number two, goodness gracious... I can barely hear you back in the 50s, Coach. Jeez, what a racist.
It is so bad.
It is so racist. Such a shitty, like, awful racist.
Like, to provide a little context, like, Harry's just some guy. Like, they're all just people that wake up. They're just born. There's people that fucking wake up. Like, he's, like, in love with and married somebody. And, like, recently they're just like, yeah, you know what? The royal family's not our jam. We're going to leave. We're going to go off and do our own thing. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening. People are like real fucking worked up about this. These are just people, guy. Like, this is just fucking people.
Yeah, Bob says, oh no, multiculturalism. Bob, you know that they've said many times, and Donkey says the same thing, when people say multiculturalism, just dripping with contempt. Yeah, when these people say multiculturalism, we've even heard a guy who said it's a demon. Multiculturalism is an actual demon to some of these people. They think it's demonic.
Yeah, these are the same people that think like they're sugar. Like, these are those guys that have like
sugar demon.
Those hyper-specific demons for everything. It's like, you know what? I don't like kale. There's a kale demon. Yeah. Kale demons. It's bitter and it's green and you have to chew it like 100 times.
A sugar demon, that's what you just hold your hand and you just wave at it and it jumps from the light to your hand. You know what I'm talking about? The sugar gliders.
Right,
you know
what I'm about?
Little sugar gliders.
Yeah, you got to feed them sugar water. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
All right, here we go. We're going to watch this other one. Now, this one is amazing. This is this Brendan Dilley guy who genuinely is a scary looking guy. But Brendan Dilley, he says RGB is cancer free. And this guy smells a conspiracy. Nice rhyme there. I like that quite a bit. But we're going to watch Brendan Dilley now. From The Dilley Show, guys. The Dilley Show. MAGA.
You got to pause it as soon as it comes up for that room he's in. Hold on a second.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great pause.
What is the picture for the Never Forget? Is there somebody throwing a fucking Heil Hitler salute?
What it looks like is the guy in the bottom corner there has a lightsaber.
Yeah, is it like Lego lightsaber guys?
It's a lightsaber guy, and then a policeman saying,
"Is that a fucking Hitler thing?
Is this an impressionist painting of an oil tanker? Is that what that is that I'm looking at right now?
I call this the Valdez." Yeah. I just spilled some paint on the canvas.
And then I scrubbed the duck for a while.
Squirted it with Dawn to diffuse it.
I don't know a way to scrub a duck for half an hour. All right, here's Brendan.
How'd you do it? We deserve to know. How did you do it specifically?
Okay, so he's talking about RGB's cancer. So that's what he's talking about. How did you do it specifically? He wants to know. People deserve to know these things.
Yeah, well, okay, unless we
get restricted by HIPAA. But other than that, we deserve
to
know.
The people deserve, they have a right to your personal medical records.
Absolutely.
Which we do not have a right to. Very explicitly do not have that. I love these guys because, like, these are the guys who are like, there's a cure for cancer. And it's like, you know, actually, like, a lot of cancer there is. There's survivable. Like, we treat cancer successfully.
A lot.
All the time.
A lot.
It's not like every time someone gets cancer, like, oh, no cure for this.
Yeah.
Fuck me. And then they die.
Yeah.
That's not most of the time.
It is if you don't have health insurance.
Well, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
What was her diet? I want to know what pills she was taking every day.
I want her to shit in my hand so I can inspect her feces. This is a guy who does that thing where he sticks his fingers under his arms and then he smells them. This guy
like,
does that.
Mary, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
whatever. Yeah. That girl from the, you know what I'm talking about. You and I got it.
Right.
We got it.
Due to radiation? What was it? Why is that not being fucking asked? And nobody will ask it.
Because it's none of your business. Because it's like none of your goddamn business.
Well, like, also like, cancer treatment's kind of like a reasonably standard protocol. Like, there's like chemo and there's radiation and there's like some other stuff, but that's like the big two that people try.
A couple of them.
Like, that's like what people do. Like, it's like, do I care which chemo drugs she was on? No! It's not like, why? I don't care what she did. And it's not a diet.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, oh, pancreatic cancer. I should eat a carrot.
Yeah, because Steve Jobs tried that. Didn't work out so good.
I gotta know what she's eating.
You could eat a lot of carrots and you're not gonna get rid of your pancreatic cancer.
Like, I fucking hate that shit. It's like, well, I gotta treat my cancer with more gummy bears. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They don't want to find the answer out. Because the answer will infuriate every single American.
What's
because
under his the answer hat? Is going to. Is he wearing the brim?
I don't know.
Like pulled down?
No, I think he's got a headband on under his hat. He's really worried that his hat's going to come off.
Stupid fucking face.
He's got a stupid face.
Ian, give me the TV. Look at his stupid fucking face.
No, not Tom's stupid face.
Look at that. Dude, fuck you, Ian. Look at that stupid fucking face this man has. God damn, if anybody ever had a face for fucking radio, it's this fucking guy.
This guy's face is my favorite.
God damn.
He looks like a fucking, like, a live-action Goomba from Mario Brothers. He's got a mushroom head with super sharp eyebrows. He's amazing. This guy could cosplay a Goomba at any single con out there, and people would say, amazing costume, bro.
So people, like, try to jump on his head to squish him.
I hope for that so much.
He's seriously, like, he looks like the man version of, like, a dog with, like, a developmental disorder. It's unbelievable.
A man version of a dog with a
And, like, look at it. Nobody looks like... Nobody okay looks like that.
Oh, God. This guy's amazing.
Weird man.
This dude's amazing.
Single American. Because the answer is going to be one of two things.
One,
there are cures to cancers that exist that they do not allow those of us at the lower end of the food chain to receive. That's the answer.
There is. There absolutely is.
Yeah.
It's called good medical insurance and a lot of money and an easy life.
Yeah.
Those are absolutely cures for cancer that they don't let poor people have.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to have them.
Right.
You just can't get them. Sorry.
Yeah. I do want to say, like, I am glad he acknowledges his place on the fucking food chain. You know? Like, it's real fucking low. Yeah,
it's
dilly
true.
Dilly.
It's true.
Like, lower than wherever you're thinking.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
that's where he's at on the food chain.
Seriously, though, the fountain of youth is not working in a coal mine or standing on your feet for 14 hours a day until you're 70.
I'm at the asbestos factory all day and I don't feel so good.
I wonder, man, why is it that RGB can last to 86, but all I get is 45 years?
You want to not get cancer? Die young.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a
great way.
It will work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eve, that's answer number one. Answer number two is the bitch died and they've cloned her numerous times and we don't know who the fuck that is. Okay.
That's the worst cloning process in the history of ever. Because you create a clone of RGB, and then she's just as old as she was before. So it's, oh, I'm so old. Oh, let me out of the cloning crash.
Kill me.
Oh, I'm so old. I have every pain I had before I was cloned. This is the worst process that's ever happened to me. Someone murder me. Murder me. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, seriously, his solution is like a pod person's Weekend at Bernie's.
It's pod people or something.
Like, it's Weekend at Bernie's, the pod edition.
Oh my God.
And I like too that they had like multiplicity hurt. It's multiple versions. Somewhere out there, there's a version of RBG, like folding a piece of pizza into her purse.
Tom, we could just replace all the justices with 9 RGBs.
Yes.
Oh, abortion's legal forever.
And you get an abortion and reach under your seat. Fetuses.
Actually, don't reach under your seat.
It's a little messy.
I put it there earlier. It's warm.
You guys probably wondered what the smell in the studio was.
Yeah, just leave it in the Tupperware.
We set this up a week ago. We really should have turned on the stage lights. It got a little weird.
It's the worst cloning process ever, if that's the case. What are you doing? You're making an old person every time? We have to accelerate their age? I don't understand how this even works.
You know what I love? I love the idea that, like, if you cloned her and you cloned her and somehow you made it, like, that's nonsense. And like, you cloned her, but then you also like cloned her. Then she was born and like prematurely aged. I like the idea that you did all that, but you had to do it a lot because each time you did it, every time she had cancer,
she developed the cancer again and died.
Oh man, we made another clone with the same cancer.
What are we thinking? We can clone people and then advance age them, but we can't cure cancer.
There's like a prestige, like bunch of like fucking aquariums full of RBGs.
The prestige is floating. The prestige happens after every single Supreme Court decision. They all drop and drown in little tubes underneath, and then they wheel out the brand new RGB and like whoever else is on the Supreme Court. God, Brett Kavanaugh.
I love the way
he's the only other person I know. Neil Gorsuch.
I would love to see them drown.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
okay with part of it.
Yeah. I'm halfway there.
Here's the thing. I'd be okay with all of them going now because it's 5-4.
Those are the only two options.
That's it. Guys, it's the only two options.
Nothing else makes
literally
sense.
Literally no other option.
There's
no other option. Not that she received chemotherapy and she's 86 and she says she's cancer-free. Yeah. And
it's not that like her health, unlike yours and mine, is monitored nearly constantly because of her unlimited access to high quality healthcare.
Yeah.
So the moment she had like one fucking cancerous cell, they were like, bombard her with everything we got. Hold no expenses.
Yeah.
Save this woman. Also, she's wealthy.
RGB doesn't have to wait in line at the VA.
Okay. She's like, I got TRICARE, so I'd like to try to get care. It's not working.
Because if you're going to try to sell me the idea that an 86-year-old woman who almost lost her life to cancer 3 other times just beat pancreatic fucking cancer in less than a year, absolutely take a hike. I will never in a million years buy that bullshit excuse.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I don't think you would believe anything.
No.
I don't think you would believe anything that was in front of you.
No, he just wants to be mad about stuff.
He just wants to be
like,
angry.
This is a guy, his voice is like this, and he's mad all the time.
He's got the worst voice.
He does have a terrible voice.
Seriously.
And some terrible choice in art and hats and headbands.
Everything about him is appalling. This guy pesters women to put in the tip.
Seriously, seriously, look at the top of his shirt, though, and it's Trump's hair.
Oh, fuck.
That looks like bacon, right? I'm not wrong, right? Is that Trump bacon hair on the top of his shirt there, everyone? What do you guys think it is?
God, he's in a
Is it a topical, topographical image of a mountain? I don't think so.
Is he wearing like a wristband? Like a big leather wristband? What is happening?
It says Metallica on it, Tom.
Ride the lightning, guys.
That guy's amazing, right? Oh, God. All right. Those are our two stories that we got
just
for you
happened.
Guys. We're going to be back next week. I wonder what Ryzen that is. I don't know. What Ryzen is that?
Ryzen? What does that refer to?
I don't know what it refers
to. Is that one of these computers on the table? Is it crucial?
Ian doing... Hold on. I think I got it. Hold on. It's a 5.
What is this?
Can't be a five. There's no way that's a
this
five.
This is the Microsoft part. It says on it. That's your Microsoft.
Is he related to Ben Shapiro? I don't, I you know, I think Ben Shapiro's arguments are a little better than his. Just a touch. To be fair, the Sir says, to be fair, the survival rate for pancreatic cancer is only like 20%. Yeah, one in five. That's way better than roulette.
Yeah. That's way more likely than a series of clones taking her place.
Yeah, only slightly though. Right. I mean, come on. I love the idea of a multiple. Was it Multiplicity? Is that the name of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
I love the idea of a Multiplicity RPG. That sounds amazing. That sounds goofy amazing. Where one is at the Supreme Court hearing, and then the other one's sitting at home knitting. The other one's writing a book. The other one's on a roller coaster. Like,
the world
it could
is just
be amazing.
Better with more of her.
Yeah.
The world is just better.
Yeah, that is a live stream PC build. We want to thank everyone for donating. If you want to become a patron, you can help pay for our live stream PC build. All you have to do is go to dissonancepod.com and you can find the link for Patreon there, or you can go to patreon.com/dissonancepod. If you're not a patron and you're enjoying this, you should
be a patron.
Pay a patron.
That's what should happen. You guys should be a patron. If you're not a patron, reconsider that.
Yeah,
and then
just
be
reconsider
a patron.
It and just become one. It's good. It's good.
That.
Yeah, we love patrons.
We really like
we love
that,
our patrons.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a big deal.
ASMR live build? Oh, so you mean I should mic the live build while someone is screwing things in they're chittering with the all the different pieces? Is that what you mean, Carrie? When you say ASMR the live build?
So many people are saying they want to see me build. You guys literally do
not.
No,
you do not want to see that.
Like, I don't, like, I'm not kidding. Like, I can barely assemble. I can barely tie a tie.
Yeah.
Assembling a computer,
no,
I would crush it.
You don't want to see this. You don't want. No. You guys should just watch Tom dice an onion one time. It comes out as, it's literally liquid at the end of it. Yeah. And Ian, you don't speak for me when you say we aren't doing ASMR. You don't speak for me, Ian. We might do ASMR.
We will walk you through. The problem isn't not knowing how to put the pieces together, guys. The pieces would be together.
Oh, yeah. You guys misunderstand. Tom would take the thermal paste that comes with this Ryzen, and he would pour it over everything and then just hug it until it stopped coming apart. Nobody wants to see that. Here's the thing, guys. Become a patron. If you guys become patrons enough, where we get $1,500 more a month.
Yeah.
I will buy the exact same thing and I will have Tom build it.
Yeah.
But we have to get us up to $4,000 a month. If you guys get us up to $4,000 a month, no problem. That's a Patreon goal right now. Tom will buy himself with me and Ian filming it. Put one of these together.
Wait a minute. By myself?
By yourself. We will just watch.
Will you tell me what
to
do?
No, we will
not. I got to use the instructions myself.
No, there's no instructions.
What do you mean?
There's no instructions. You don't have any instructions.
Really? How would you know what
Absolutely.
To do?
There's no, I know what to do.
Well, where does that come from?
I've watched a video once on it. So you get to watch one video, but you don't get to keep it up. So you get to watch the video.
Well, not keeping it up is my
strong
suit.
That's easy.
I got that.
You're fucking money when it comes to that. No, you get to watch one video, one extensive video, take notes, and then you get to put the
thing
together.
Wait, are you serious?
Absolutely serious. We will do it. You guys have to get us to that level. You get us to that level, I will go back to fucking Micro Center tomorrow and buy all these parts. And we will film the whole fucking thing. Absolutely.
Oh,
and Tom will watch one video and you can even have Ian pick the video out for you.
I'll go one step further. If we get to that, I will take a random patron that signs up from now to then, and I will send them the computer I built. I don't know if it'll be any good. I don't know if it'll turn on.
Oh, no.
I'll sign that thing and send
that
to
you. Oh, no. Yeah, Tyler, there's, yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll be together. Here's the thing. I guarantee it will be together.
Yes.
But it will not. I wouldn't even be in the room when he plugged it in. I would be out of the room and be like, no, man, that's all you, bro. You go ahead and plug that in.
Remember we used to work on houses together? I did a good job.
This guy's like, thermal paste goes on the pins. That's all you need to know. Tom, remember that. Thermal paste goes on the pins.
What is
it? It's a terrible idea. You ruined your
pins?
Computer.
Oh.
I don't even. That'll be so amazing, right, guys? Wouldn't it be amazing? All right, guys, we got to go. We still have more show to record. We have to record our email section.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. I don't know. It's these ones straight ahead. So thanks so much for joining us, guys. We'll see you guys next time. And bye, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Catch you. And next time, we will have a better computer. So come check us out. We're going to have a better computer, all that jazz. I know you can't see me now. You might not even be able to hear me, but I'm telling you, better computer next time. Guaranteed.